Jess in with you this morning. Now, Newcastle-born pilot Matt Hall has just taken out the 2019 Red Bull Air Race World Championship. This is how it went down.
But congratulations, you have won the 2019 World Championship. Well done, Matt.
He's just got the news from the race tower.
You are cleared.
Just a little bit excited. And how about this? To make it even more exciting, he's the first Australian to do it. Matt Hall joins me this morning. Good morning, mate. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks.
I imagine you're still on a little bit of a high after that incredible win.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. You know, we spent a few days in Japan afterwards, and, you know, it wasn't until we really got back to Australia and I realised there was quite a bit of a tension back here. And but, yeah, still letting it sink in. I don't think it's really sunk in yet that I'm the world champion. but onwards and upwards.
And we're certainly very proud of being yourself from Newcastle, which is just down the road from us. So I'm sure everyone at home is absolutely ecstatic.
Yeah, it's you know, as I said, that unless you play footy around Newcastle, no one knows who you are. But Newcastle, you know, they've really embraced me as a local guy on the international stage. So it's you know, I've never been in it for recognition, but it's nice to have people coming up and shaking my hand saying well done.
Yeah, exactly. Now this all went down at the final race for the series in Japan. Now for anyone who may not be sure, how do these races pan out? They certainly look absolutely thrilling.
Yeah, so it's basically a time trial event. So one aircraft in the track at a time. Each run lasts about 60 seconds. You're flying at about, you know, upwards of 400 kilometres an hour, up to about 11 or 12 G, G-force times the force of gravity, at about 10 metres off the ground or the water. And you're flying around the air inflated pylons, and the person through the track in the fastest time is the winner.
That's incredible. And I mean, to get to the level that you are competing at is pretty amazing. As I mentioned, the first Australian to be asked to compete in this particular Red Bull World Championship. Your career up to now, I mean, you've done a little bit of everything in terms of flying.
I have. I've had a pretty fortunate flying career. You know, I was flying as a teenager and then joined the Air Force and flew jet fighters. For 18 years, including some time in America and in combat as well. And I left the Air Force when I was doing some aerobatics, and I was sort of sucked up into the Red Bull Air Race World Championship, and I've been doing that ever since for the last 11 years, basically. So it's been, as far as a pilot's concerned, the career's been, I couldn't really write a better script for going out there and enjoying being a pilot.
Mm. Do you still sometimes find yourself pinching yourself when you're at these events after being accepted into or being asked to join this particular air race back in 2009?
Initially it was a bit like that, you know, especially when you go and do things. You know, my first year of racing in 2009, I was in Budapest, and the start-finishing line was actually under the chain bridge, which is an old bridge across the Danube River. So here I am flying. You know, over the Danube River, about a metre off the water, going under a bridge that's about 8 metres high at 400 kilometres an hour. And you do something like that, you come back and land, you think, surely I'm now going to be arrested, because that can't be legal. You know, I must have misunderstood the brief or something. And, so you're doing these things, and you know, hundreds of thousands of people come up and are cheering you on. It's like, wow, how do I end up in this situation? But, you know, like most jobs, you focus on what you've got to do, and you sort of just, you know, you narrow your focus down and concentrate on your own performance, and every now and then you've actually got to sit back and go, wow, this is pretty special.
Yeah, that's awesome. So with this season now done and dusted, are you automatically competing in the next season, or how does that work?
The next season, that's up in the air at the moment, because Red Bull have just pulled their sponsorship for the Red Bull Air Race World Championship. So we're just waiting to see what the next move is by other investors around the world. There's a bit of chat going on with some other people that want to pick up the series. So until that happens, we're just sort of going to ease things a little bit and take a bit of time to regroup and regain some of our own energy as a race team and then be ready to go when they say it's on again.
Yeah, awesome. And lastly, Matt, what is your next big goal? I mean, I guess this is kind of the pinnacle of what you want to achieve in a career in this type of air racing. Is there anything else that you really just want to get to?
Yeah, I guess this was one of my dreams, but I've always had multiple dreams. So as far as air racing is concerned, I want to have the ability to defend my title. I think that would also be exciting to go, you know what, I've just done it and I want to do it again and prove that it wasn't just lucky. But I've also got some other dreams out there as well, you know, because we own an airfield and we're trying to develop that into a world-leading air sport park and things like that. So there's plenty on the table at the moment, and it may not all involve being in the plane flying it, but I've got plenty of things that I want to achieve moving forward.
Fantastic stuff. Well, make sure you check out Matt Hall's website. Also, follow him on social media to keep up with what he's doing. Matt, congratulations again, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.